And players obviously left and went down the tunnel. Palace left the stadium immediately to fly back to Italy. Much of the crowd were waiting after the game, hoping that Paolo would come out and hold his scarf aloft. The chief executive, Nick Watkins, has been out on the pitch. He's explained to the crowd exactly what's happened, and it's been a tough 24 hours for him.
Yeah, it has. It's you know, it's extraordinary. Before we played Plymouth last time, his father passed away. He'd been very ill. And his mother has been ill for a while, and fortunately he got to see her earlier in the week. He flew over, being the professional that he was, he flew back at the end of the day to come back for training. And so we're all very pleased that he got to see her before she died, and sadly got the news last night. We obviously said to him, do whatever you want to do. You know, he is the consummate professional. He wanted to see this game through. He gave everything to that. But I knew, and I think the players knew, that the emotion at the end was going to get to him, so he slipped away quietly, has gone off to get back with his family in Italy. Luckily, his wife and two daughters have been with him over the Easter holidays, so that's good. They're all going to fly back together. And, yeah, while it's a great result, the truth is that everyone's thoughts are really with him. It's been incredibly tough for him.
And as with everything, it puts today's result into perspective, really.
No, that's absolutely right, and I know. He said he had a job to do and he was going to do this job, but I've told him, take as long as you want. You know, to lose both your parents in a short space of time is tough, and you know, people need to realise what he's, you know, been going through, and at the same time, doing what he's done for us has been fantastic.
It's amazing how brave he's been throughout the last few weeks, because his mother's been seriously ill for a while now, and yet he comes on, he puts on a brave face. He's always got a smile. He always comes out and fronts up to us every single week.
Yeah, that's right. And you look, you know, he wears his emotion on his sleeve, and he's a very passionate person. And, you know, we get the highs with that. And, you know, our thoughts are with him when it's at a moment like this. There's no doubt that it would have been too much for him to come and just talk about football. You know, he'll be thrilled with the application, the attitude that the players have put in for him. They'll have wanted to win that for him. They obviously knew beforehand. But, you know, it's best that he gets a chance to go and spend some time with his family.
It would have been rather appropriate, given everything that's happened, if Swindon had gone and won promotion today, but it wasn't to be. But Swindon did their job. They just didn't get the results they needed elsewhere.
Yeah, it was another thoroughly professional performance, and, you know, that's what the team has shown over the last few weeks, as they've gone and got the results that they needed to get. You know, we just don't look like we're going to let in a goal here. It really has become fortress county ground. Mathematically, you know, we've still got the possibility that other teams can catch us, but realistically, I think we've done all that we need to do now to get promoted.